League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, final segment of the night tonight here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, as always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You know I like to go outside the box, and a lot of times we love to talk music with, obviously, people that know more about music than me. He is Tomas Escalante. He is the owner of Sig's Lagoon. It is an incredible vinyl shop right in Midtown, Midtown's only vinyl store. 20th year he has been in business running it. It is at 3622 Main Street. Tomas, thank you for coming on the show and helping us end it in big style tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right. Love your store. You know Quinn. You know Cactus.
Oh, yeah.
We're all in it together here in the vinyl community. But I love coming to your store and just seeing all the memorabilia. So the first obvious question here, what is on your turntable right now at home vinyl?
Actually, it's Devo, Freedom of Choice. A friend of mine just had his 50th birthday, and it's 50 years of Devo. So I am a Devo fan, and happy belated birthday to Mark Beebe.
Yeah, Devo's awesome. Did you like their cover of the Stones' Satisfaction?
I did. Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the best covers ever. I mean, they made it their own.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so tell us about Sig's Lagoon, how you became involved with it, and, you know, just give us some of the background on the store, because it is a really unique Houston store.
Oh, thanks. We've been open for almost 20 years. We're here in Midtown, in Mid-Main, Houston, next to the Continental Club. My background is I worked in the store in college called Sundance Records. Fast forward up to here we are today, and we kind of transformed what Sundance was into Sig's Lagoon. And everything on the walls was on Sundance's walls. We since have reopened Sundance in San Marcos, to keep, my buddy who passed away, his spirit alive in San Marcos, and, his spirit's here as well. So, my wife and I both work there. And, so, you know, the store has quite a lifeblood in the Escalante family.
So did you and your wife meet over vinyl?
We kind of, she worked at a store in our hometown, Corpus Christi, called Craig's Record Factory. And when I was moving here to start working at this music wholesaler, we passed each other in San Marcos and said, hey, go over there. The guys have a tie to this store. And we ended up talking to each other all the time. And, you know, 25 plus years later,
the rest is history. He is Tomas Escalante. It's Sig's Lagoon, 3622 Main Street in Midtown. Great record store. You know, you guys all seem to have, I feel, a camaraderie, right? Because, you know, you are kind of in a niche business, right? Vinyl and the revitalizing of vinyl. So, you know, Cactus, Vinyl Edge, Sig's Lagoon. Do you guys feel an esprit de corps amongst each other?
Absolutely. There's other stores as well. Sound Exchange. There's Sound Revolution up off 1960. We all know each other. We all, you know, focus on what we specialize in. We send business each other's way. And it's definitely a community. The vinyl community is definitely strong. And we're lucky that we have some great stores here in Houston.
Yeah, take us into the strength of the vinyl community and, you know, where you see people getting back into it. How do you suggest they get back into it if it's something they like? I just love the nostalgia for me of putting a needle to vinyl. It's as simple as that for me.
Yeah, it's great. Like yesterday we had a customer come in. It was his birthday and all he wanted was a turntable and vinyl, and his parents kind of treated them well. But it's a treat to watch the younger generation with the older generation who had that same affinity for it and share that. So it's really, has its roots to bringing that sort of vibe back to the young crowd. And it's, I don't know, I like watching it and seeing like someone new getting into it again and watching the folks introduce it to them and like their eyes lighting up, like, I remember when this, you know, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I was in Anton's record store in Austin, you know, because I go up there a lot, and I got into this conversation with this younger guy, and, you know, it was pretty amazing because there was definitely a little bit of a generation gap, but then, you know, he'd start telling me about some record he was looking at right now, and then I'd tell him something about it, and he was like, oh, really? You know, that's cool. It's a way to bring people together, and it's a way to bring generations together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's... We see it daily here, and I know Quinn and Chuck and all of them see it the same way. It's fun, and it's kind of like it keeps me going at times, like seeing that spark.
Sig's Lagoon. It's 3622 Main Street. Okay, tell us about the name, and then, you know, all the tiki influence. You got to help us with that, because when you go down there, there's a lot of things visually, much like Cactus. And you know, these places are like museums, really.
Yeah. So the name comes from a book that was turned on to me by my late friend, John Nova Lomax. So it's called Sig Birds Houston. And at the time I was in a band called Clouseau. And so our first album ended up being Lagoon because of this book. And at the same time, I was kind of talking to the partners here at Mid-Main about a store going in. I thought it was going to be a store that I could sell product to, because I was still working in music wholesale. And it turned out that it kind of fell through. And so I kind of picked up where they left off and kind of started that 20 years ago. So John turned me on this book called Sig Birds Houston. And it was about walking. It was written by this gentleman named Sig Bird, who would walk around and write what he saw. And it was a compilation of articles that he wrote in the Post at the time. And Lagoon was a term from the book there was a writing where this gentleman saw something, and his response was Lagoon, like cool. And so we did Sig's Lagoon. So, cause it's Lagoon was like, it's little, you know, a little area with water around it and stuff. And it had the tiki vibes. I was in a tiki band at the time. So we kind of kept that vibe with it. And, you know, it's kind of took its own from there.
That's a cool story. We're talking to from Sig's Lagoon. He is the one and only Tomas Escalante. By the way, Tomas has a soccer connection with a Bolivian background. Tell us about your dad and how he connected you to the great game of football.
Yeah, he turned me on to soccer when I was a kid. Went to Bolivia with him and, you know, played around. That was my first introduction to it, was just playing with some kids there. And I think I was like 6 at the time and came back. And then of course, that's when the whole craze was the resurgence was like the craze in the US of like, wow, soccer games, kids are playing it and leagues are forming. And so I was like, I kind of felt like I was ahead of the game at the time of like, wow, I kind of have this in my background. So, I was participating as a kid and of course Pelé, I was a fan of, like every kid was at the time. So I was lucky to have that introduction as a child and really excited that, you know, Houston got a team again a while back and, you know, they just won the Copa America, little tournament here and so there's a lot of great things.
Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We hope they can win the Copa America one day. But Lamar Hunt U.S. Open.
Oh, thank you for the correction.
I just Copa America is what Bolivia plays. By the way, I'm glad you brought up Copa America because it's likely Copa America is going to be in Houston next year.
I had it on my brain.
I think that's probably why you had it on your brain. So you did something amazing. I walked in your store one day and you handed me this, and I was fully expecting to pay for this, but you made this a gift to me, which I was totally blown away. So it's an album that's signed by the former Stones guitarist, Mick Taylor, and it's called Once in a Blue Moon. And it says on the back, there were only 1,000 copies issued. So, you know, I've been playing the heck out of this, and it's awesome music. But just tell me about like an album like this, Mick Taylor of the Stones. I mean, he gets together. Now I'm learning about a guy named Jerry Groom who's doing vocals with him. And there's other guys in this band that I'm researching. But, you know, first of all, thank you. That was an amazing gesture, especially for someone like me who sits in a room here doing this interview with you. And I have a little napkin signed by Mick Taylor from the Troubadour in LA. So, anyway, thank you for that. And just tell me about this album and how do you acquire some of these like really just obscure albums?
Well, that album actually came from a collection. It's funny. A friend of mine brought a friend of theirs in, and it turns out that she was the daughter of a store that was up in Oklahoma City that I used to be a sales rep for, called Starship Records. And I bought, you know, she basically had some stuff. Her father had recently passed away, and she had just stuff left over from the store, and it's going through it. And it was just like a lot of signed stuff, a lot of signed pictures. I mean, there's a signed Chuck Berry picture, wow, signed Buddy Miles picture, several records that were signed, so a lot of Japanese imports of some titles that you don't see that often. So, you know, just like every store, I mean, every now and then we'll get some stuff of like from somebody that's just like this incredible cache of product. And that was one of them. And you know, I knew your affinity for the Stones. And I'm like, you know, I get more joy about seeing someone like, holy, wow, what is this? You know, and to see that look in your eye was priceless. So it was my pleasure to find that and get
that. Well, that album's been leaning against one of the speakers. I've been playing this thing religiously just because I just love it all, and the guitar playing and everything else. We're talking to from Sigs Lagoon, he is Tomas Escalante. We really appreciate him being on. You know, if you were going to advise somebody that's, you know, thinking about getting into vinyl, can you get in inexpensively with a turntable? Do you have to go high end gear? I mean, you know, cause you got the audiophiles who are putting thousands upon thousands of dollars into it. You know, how about for somebody who just wants to kind of ease into it? What would you suggest?
Well, there's a great entry level turntable called Audio Technica, and you can buy one of those and a set of speakers for a decent, you know, for a little over a couple $100. But it'll get you exactly what it needs, especially if you're in like an apartment or something. It's just the right level that sounds good. And we carry both of those, but you don't, I would steer people away from buying the all in ones. They look great and they don't do justice to your vinyl. They wear them down. And they aren't really built to last. So it's worth spending a little bit more money and getting something, and so you can spend a couple $100 and see if you're into it, and start with the used section and then grow from there.
And then you get down to places like Sigs Lagoon and you start looking through a lot of, I love the albums that are pre-played. I mean, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't like when they reissue them and they make it a two album set, cause you have to, you know, go and change the record too quick.
Yeah.
But I understand the sound quality. So take us into the difference of, you know, getting original vinyl to the reissues now, and what that difference is and the pros and cons of it.
A lot of the reissues aren't being always recorded from the vinyl masters, from the analog tapes, and they're just from the CD master. So if you're really worried about sound, you'll notice it if you have that ear. It gets by, but if you want that true full sound, studio sound, you're going to want something that's direct from the tapes. And it feels like they're getting further and further away from that when they can. But, you know, some of the stuff, that's how it was mastered digitally. So you don't have much of a choice.
So can you look on the album and you see if it's from the original master?
Oh, they'll definitely say it, but it'll also sometimes be reflected in the price too.
Yeah.
You know, if you want something closer to the original sound, you may want to try to find a used copy.
All right. So how do you keep up on all the new trends of music? It's very different now. It's very much computerized, and You know, it's a little different than people with raw instruments going on stage, you know, like you do when you're a musician. How do you differentiate between the music now and maybe going back to when it's a band and it's a lot of live instrumentation and you're playing in concerts and you can hear some of the rawness and mistakes even that makes it interesting?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I lost you there. What's...
Well, just about modern music compared to in the past, you know, how now it's a lot digitally, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the, I guess if I'm following your question correctly, is as far as like today's music versus previous music. I mean, you know, it's definitely evolved. There's times where I'm like, you know, I'd rather just hear musicians playing than computers or someone doing guitar or band something the program. You can tell when it's something that's produced online. More and more is getting to that, so it's just, yeah, I'm more of a purist. I like hearing people play stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I was listening to Kraftwerk the other day. And I'm thinking about that time period. I mean, that's way back. And then I'm thinking about this computerized sort of sound that they had, which I think they were kind of the forebears, right? The Germans.
Yeah.
Autobahn and all that stuff. And then I'm kind of like, oh, wow, that's today. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But they were playing it too. I mean, it's there was some creation to it. I know there's songs that are actually, you could tell that's not even a real guitar. They're using a computer guitar to program their songs and everything. So it's pretty noticeable.
We should blame it on Kraftwerk, huh? I'm just kidding. I actually love some of the new music. Absolutely. And there are, you know, as you know, like I listened to these two women, Lark and Poe. That do blues and some steely kind of slide. And man, there's just a lot of talent out there. It's harder to find though.
It's true. I mean, but every now and then you'll find something that blows your mind. And it's like watching, there's this band called Son Rompepera that's from Mexico and they played at the Continental Club a couple times. I think they're playing in Houston soon. But it's these brothers and they have a group that where they're basically playing like marimbas and it's cumbia and it's in their shirts all say cumbia is the new punk and it's just full on just raucous, but they're playing marimbas and cumbias and I've watched them and followed them and they're playing festivals and stuff and they've been growing and growing and growing and you're seeing people they're going, what is this? And they're going nuts. And it's the energy that they show in their live shows just amazing. So it's those are the kind of things and discovering bands like that that really floats my boat.
All right. You got to tip me off on some of those in the future, Tomas.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. You're right next to the Continental Club. It's 3622 Main Street. It's Sig's Lagoon. He is Tomas Escalante, a man of wealth and knowledge. Go in there. He'll get you hooked up and get you started. If you want to get into the vinyl game, I highly suggest it. It's an amazing hobby. And if you love music, it's just a great thing. Tomas, thank you for coming on Soccer Matters tonight.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right. The one and only Tomas Escalante. By the way, I ran into him and his wife at Cirque du Soleil a while back. All right. That does it tonight here. DaspitLaw.com, 713 call now, our presenting sponsors. A big thank you to them. John and his firm get this show on the air. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you like, but Spotify, Apple, Google, a couple suggestions, ESPN975.com, t-shirts and hats to benefit the Snowdrop Foundation, at LamontBrands.com. And until next Tuesday night, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.